Layla. Layla.
You got me on my knees.
Layla. Hey, everybody. It's time once again for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio. We are the Mighty 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I'm Jim's co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you music, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s to the 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available at Rolling Stones Records in Norwich or on my website at jimsamariaphoto.com. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by my friend, sometimes, and colleague, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Well, I'm your friend today. Greetings. By the way, did you watch the Super Bowl halftime?
No, I did not. I did not.
Well, I didn't either, and actually I used it for a bathroom break and to roll up my garbage bins.
Well, I kind of heard that the younger generation loved it, and our generation wasn't too crazy about it.
Well, if you know, Jim, did you watch the 2021 Grammys, Charles? Do you watch the Grammys?
Yeah, I watched them.
Okay. Well, you might recall that Julian Casablanca of the Strokes expressed his distaste for blues rock. He said, and I quote, "There's room for so many genres of music, but not necessarily blues rock. So please, no more of that."
Well, I obviously disagree with that. But, you know, in all honesty, I thought the Strokes 2020 Grammy-winning album was just okay. And there wasn't a single song that I wanted to replay on it.
Yeah, and Jim, I totally agree. But here's the good news. Blues rock is not dead. Just listen to SiriusXM satellite channel Bluesville. But satellite radio isn't free, and Huntley Community Radio is. So today, let's introduce listeners to some amazing musicians who are going to keep this music alive. And Jimmy, who's our first featured artist today?
Well, Marky, the first guitar player we're going to play is Joe Bonamassa, who I've seen in concert many times, as you have. Little tidbit on him. He started at the age of 12 when he toured with B.B. King. I guess that's a lot better than having a paper route or working around the house playing guitar with B.B. King. And at the young age of 44, he has scored, get this, Mark, 22 number one albums on the Billboard Blues chart.
Well, I did not realize that many.
Yeah, he's kind of an underachiever, I guess.
Yeah, too bad, yeah. And although we know he's a guitar virtuoso, I love the song you've chosen today because it shows how the guitar, bass, vocals, and the blues harp combine to create a powerful riff that you won't soon forget.
Well, it was very well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very good. So let's listen to the song Lookout Man from Bonamassa's live 2021 CD titled Now Serving Royalty from the Ryman. And for those who don't know, the Ryman Auditorium is a century-old historic venue located in Nashville. So look out, man!
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I do like that. What a groove. You know why Joe Bonamassa is so good?
No.
He's Italian. Okay. So what do you got next, buddy?
All right. Well, our next group is definitely not Italian. Mm. Their ancestry actually is going to surprise you, and I don't think I've ever heard them on corporate rock radio. The band's name is Indigenous, and its leader is, and I may get the pronunciation wrong, but his name is Mato Nanji. He was born and raised on the Yankton Sioux Reservation in South Dakota, and along with his brother, sister, and cousin, they formed the band Indigenous in their late teens. How about that?
Yeah, and after extensive touring and building a following, Indigenous released their 1998 award-winning debut album titled Things We Do. And Mark, if you really listen close, you're going to hear a little bit of Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix in their stylings.
Oh, yeah. And Mato has played with artists such as Buddy Guy, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, and even Taj Mahal. And this is interesting. He's been part of the Experience Hendrix tour for several years. Today, he carries on as leader of Indigenous with a new lineup. So let's listen to the band as it sounded in the beginning with the song Holding Out from their debut album, Things We Do.
That was very cool. I like that. You are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, which is available on demand 24/7. So up next, we got Walter Trout. And like Eric Clapton, Trout's life has been a little bit difficult, but he's provided plenty of material for his music. He began playing sideman to legends like Big Mama Thornton, John Lee Hooker, and Lowell Fulson. And like so many of other great guitarists, he's honed his chops and raised his profile as a distinguished member of John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
And Jim, over his five-decade career, Trout has released 29 solo albums and remains one of the true proponents of blues rock. And he's another example of a skilled guitarist who has the voice and songwriting skills to match.
Walter has won several blues awards, and Classic Rock magazine called his 2019 LP, Ordinary Madness, Blues Album of the Year. Today I've chosen the song Almost Gone from his 2015 album Battle Scars. And this man has many over his 70 years on Earth.
Now I get the feeling that something's gone wrong. Can't help believing I won't last too long. Won't last too long. Too long.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about some of the songs we're playing today is the inclusion of blues harp. And these songs are so tough. It's not just about the guitar break. But in any case, I have a story for you, Jim. One day in the mid-1990s, I was in the record store searching for that next great guitar god, and I came across an album titled Gale Force by Johnny Gale. I'd never heard of him, but the album had a version of the Animals' 1964 song I'm Crying. So I was intrigued, I bought it, and boy, was I knocked out.
Well, that's interesting because the Animals version is more about organ and vocals and less about guitar. But here's a short bio on Mr. Johnny Gale. He's a 5-time Grammy-nominated guitarist and producer. He was born in Queens, New York, and he's recorded and performed with, get these guys, Ringo, Ronnie Spector, Al Kooper, Dion, and many, many others. He's also a sought-after producer, and he's also played on a lot of movie soundtracks.
Yeah, and an Italian man, I know you're going to be interested to know that he worked on the Broadway version of A Bronx Tale, Martin Scorsese's film The Irishman, and the acclaimed TV series Boardwalk Empire. A lot of gangster stuff.
What are you insinuating there? Careful.
No connection. You're putting things together that don't belong. Okay, but let's get to the song that turned me on to Johnny Gale. It's his version of The Animals' I'm Crying from the 1994 album Gale Force.
Wow, that cooks. That cooks.
You know, there's so many good guitar players out there that most people don't know about. It's amazing.
Well, that's what we're here to educate.
Yes.
To educate. Our next guitarist is from Austin, Texas. He started out in the 1990s. And after Stevie Ray Vaughan's passing, Chris developed, that's Chris Duarte, I should say, has developed a national reputation for a similar tone and style, but stands by the credo that music must evolve.
Yes, that's right, Jim. And that's one of the reasons he regularly changes his set lists and how he plays his songs in concert. No two shows are alike. And that's especially important because he averages, get this, 150 live dates a year.
Well, I've never seen him, so I'm going to have to watch for him. Chris Duarte has won Guitar Player Magazine's Best New Talent in the 1995 poll. He also finished fourth in the magazine's Best Blues Guitarist. And in case you missed him at recent shows at Reggie's in Chicago, he's coming to Milwaukee on May 20th. So go see him, folks. So here's the song, Put Up or Shut Up, from his 2009 LP, 3-9-6.
Jim, put up or shut up.
It's been said to me many times.
Yeah. Well, you've been listening to their classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand. Stay tuned for part two.